Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day. It is a day that our Lord has made. It's a day that no one else has ever been in this day. And today is Friday, May the 6th. So it is the first Friday of this month of May. And it is a new month. Happy new month to everybody. And we are excited. We are excited with what God is doing right here at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. We thank God for the opportunity to come before him, to stand on the gap, to intercede for others, and also encourage each other. So we thank God for the provision of this platform he has prepared for us. And it is a special day. As I said, it is a day that no one else has ever been in this day but our God. And we are excited because we have him. We have him who is a good shepherd, the one who laid down his life for his sheep, for his people. So we're going to go before the Lord in prayer, and we are praying a prayer of agreement. For one can put 1,000 to flight, and two can put 10,000. And I know we are more than two here. We are more than three. So we are putting thousands upon thousands upon thousands to flight. And there is power in prayer of agreement. And a three chord is stronger than just a single chord. So let us go before the Lord and say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one. We thank you for waking us up this morning, for allowing us to see this new day. Because we do know, Father God, that there are some who went to sleep last night and they did not wake up. But we are here. And we know it's not by might. It is not by power. But it is by your Spirit, Lord. It is by your grace that is sufficient, that we are here, that we are seeing this day that you have made. So we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you help us, Father, that we will fulfill everything that you have installed for us today. We are ready. We are ready to receive all the anointing that you have installed for us today. We are ready to receive, yes, all the blessings, all the breakthroughs you have installed for us in the mighty name of Jesus. And we are ready to be led by your Spirit, Lord. We are ready for you to order our steps, for the steps of a good man. They are ordered by God, and we do surrender, Father, that you order our steps. So we pray, Lord, that if there is anything that might want to hinder our prayers, that might want to hinder us to from fulfilling what you have planned for us today, we come against it in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Father God, that even unforgiveness will not hinder us. We pray that you give us a forgiving heart, Lord, as you forgive us of all our sins. We pray that you forgive us of all our sins, Lord. Anything and everything that we have done that is not pleasing to you, we pray, Father God, that you cleanse us, you forgive us, Father, all our sins, whether we have committed it by omission or by submission, Lord, whether we have committed it knowingly or unknowingly. We pray, Father God, that you forgive us and cleanse us with your hyssop and wash us clean, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. For we trust you, Father. We trust you, Lord, with all our hearts, Father. And we do not lean on our own understanding. But in all our ways, Father God, we acknowledge you. And we thank you, Father God, for directing our paths. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for removing any confusion, Father, for you are not the author of confusion, yes, but for your peace, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, I honor you this morning for making all the crooked ways in our lives straight, Father, and smoothening all the rough places in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Good Shepherd. Yes, you are a good shepherd, the one who laid down his life for his sheep. Yes, the one who leads us. Yes, you lead us, Father God, in green pastures. Thank you for leading us in green pastures when the enemy tried to detour us and distract us. But you keep us, Father, and you lead us beside the still waters, even when the raging waters of life want to intimidate us and want to distract us. You keep us, Father, grounded, yes, on you who is the solid rock. Thank you, Lord, for restoring our souls, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We honor you that we are not afraid. We fear no evil because you walk us, Father God, and lead us. Yes, even if we pass through the valleys of the shadow of death, we are not afraid because your rod, Father, thank you, and your staff. Because they comfort us, Lord. Thank you for the comfort, Father. You alone is our comforter, even on those midnight hours when everything in the city or around us, even in the homes, is quiet. And the enemy might try to make us wander and our minds wandering all around. But you comfort us. You release your Holy Spirit, who is our comforter, the one who teaches us all the hidden things. Yes, those you have that cannot be taught by men, those that cannot be, we can't even find it in books, Father. Yes, the books, they are great writers, but none can write and teach like what the Holy Spirit does. So we thank you, Father God. We honor you for your rod and your staff that comforts us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you, Lord, yes, for preparing a table for us, even in the presence of our enemies. I thank you, Father God. I honor you this morning that you continue to encourage us, Father, that we do not get weary, we do not get tired in doing good, because in due season we will reap. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, as we continue to seek your kingdom. Yes, as your word said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and that all these things shall be added unto you. So we thank you, Father God, as you give us hunger and thirst to seek you, Father, first and your kingdom. And all these things we desire, whether they are relationships, whether they are finances or healing or breakthroughs in all areas of our lives, they will be added unto us as we seek you first, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you as we continue to believe and trust you, Father, for salvation, yes, of our family members, our friends, our neighbors, those who do not know you, those who are still wandering, yes, lost in sin, and those who are still blind out there. They have eyes, but they cannot see, yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they come to their salvation, they come to deliverance, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, that they come to surrender their life to you, Father, because they have come to an understanding that you so loved, Father, the world, that you gave your only begotten Son, who is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. So we pray, Father God, that our brothers and sisters, yes, from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, that they come, yes, and have this everlasting life. I pray, Father God, that you draw them, Father, draw them unto you, Father. Yes, give them a soft heart, a heart of flesh, in the name of Jesus, that when they hear your voice, when you stand on the door of their heart, and you knock, they will not harden their hearts, Father. They will open and let you in the name of Jesus. So we come against any stronghold that is holding them, any chains of bondage that is holding them. We cut it off. We break through. Yes, give them a breakthrough, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, whether it's any addiction, any kind of addiction, whether it's substance, Father, abuse, whether it's alcohol or prescription drugs or illegal drugs, it does not matter. There is nothing. Nothing is impossible with you. There is no chain that you cannot break in the mighty name of Jesus. So we cut down whatever that stronghold is. Some are involved in prostitution. Some are even involved in human trafficking or drug trafficking, whatever, child abuse. I come against this spirit of child abuse, this spirit of invading young children's life and just to disrupt and cut off their innocence. I come against you, you spirit of incest. I come against you molesting these young children. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, that they be exposed, Father. Yes, that they come to repentance. Not only that, some they need some counseling. Some they need to be dealt with the laws of the land in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, for the protection of the children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you. And some, they are adults now, whether they are young adults, and some are full adults, and they are dealing with this spirit of depression and frustration and anger and this spirit of just because of the stronghold and this molestation that has been going on for when they were young, and now they have to deal with it as adults and they are still struggling. So I pray, Father God, for deliverance. And some are being haunted by this spirit of suicide. They want to take their own lives, terminate their own lives, because of all what has happened to them. In the mighty name of Jesus, I come against you, you spirit of suicide. We cut you off in the name of Jesus. For Lord, you came so that we might have life and have more abundantly. So we decree and declare abundant life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you for restoring families back to you, because if the family is dysfunction, there is a lot of abuse that goes on. It might be emotional, it might be verbal, and some it becomes physical. So we pray, Father God, for the restoration and healing of families, that they turn back to you in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for you are a God of restoration, Father. Whatever the cankerworm has stolen, those years, yes, that have been eaten and taken away from us right now this morning. We take it back, Father, what the enemy has stolen from us. In the name of Jesus, as that singer saying, I go to the enemy's camp and take back what he has stolen from me. So this morning, Father God, we take back what the enemy has stolen from us. In the name of Jesus, families, relationships, finances, health, we take it back this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, for the kingdom of God suffers and suffers violence, and they that take it by force. So this morning we take back whatever the enemy has stolen, our children, our relationships, in the name of Jesus. So brothers and sisters, the lines are open this morning. We're going to go before the Lord. We want to take back what the enemy has stolen from us. You know what he has taken. Some of us, he has taken our children. Some of us, he has invaded our health. Some of us, he has invaded our finances. We seem to be every month, month by month, we struggle to make ends meet, but we go to work. We work 40 hours a week, but some we can't meet our needs. So whatever the enemy, that cankerworm that it has eaten, we want to take back. My brothers and sisters, let's go before the Lord. Where your relationships, your finances, your children, whatever the enemy has taken, we're going to take it back. We are going in the enemy's camp by faith, and we're going to take back what he has stolen from us. The word of God says if the enemy is caught, he has to give back what he has stolen.
In the name of Jesus,
what the enemy has stolen from you, let's take back what the enemy has stolen. In the mighty name of Jesus, we go, Father God, by faith. Yes, and take back what the enemy has stolen. The blood of Jesus is against you. In the name of Jesus. Yes, you are the thief who can steal, kill, and destroy. But we have a Savior, Jesus Christ, who came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So I take back what you have stolen. I take back my children that they are blessed going out. They are blessed coming in. In the name of Jesus, their relationship. Yes, God and man.
Hallelujah. function the way it should function. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you. Yes, for you are a destiny changer, Lord. You are a miracle working God. Yes, I thank you, Father God, that if you are before me, Father, how can be against me? Who can fight me against me? If you are before us, Father, as a family, who can fight us and win? Yes, for me alone and no longer us, Father, in you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, for leading us, Father. Yes, in all this path of righteousness, I thank you, Father God, for creating a hunger and thirst. Yes, for me and my family, for speaking and worshiping you, Father, and fruit. Yes, for time is now. The hour is now that Lord will worship you, Lord, but worship you in spirit and in truth. In the name of Jesus, for Jesus, yes, you are the way, the truth, and the life. I thank you, Father God, I honor you. Yes, Lord, you are the builder of my house. You are the builder of my family, because I know that you build a house, yes, they that build, they labor in vain, except Hallelujah. You, Father God, watches over the city, watches over the house, watches over the nation, yes, the watchman watches over in vain. You are more than a gatekeeper, Father. You are more than any security civilian that is out there. You are more than any technology that is out there. Some they have been motion security. Some they have been invisible. But you are more than that, Father. You are my Savior. You are my security. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. I honor you, Lord. Yes, in the name of the Holy God. I thank you, Father God. I honor you for hearing our prayers, for restoring. Yes, whatever the enemy has eaten, whatever the enemy has stolen, yes, seven times, what he has stolen, giving it back to us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you that your favor has located me. Your favor has found me, Father. That is sufficient. They are favor, in the name of Jesus, where rules and regulations and policies and procedures, even Christ came, work in my favor. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, that you bless on my behalf. In the name of Jesus,
Take the thing that the enemy
has come up. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our places, in our homes, in our workplaces, You like
in
what
Jesus
you see. Thank you, Father
thank
God.
You,
that's
yes,
our desire to please you
thank
in the name of
God.
Jesus, to worship
thank
you,
Lord God.
In spirit and in truth in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father.
Thank
honor you, Lord, in the mighty
Lord.
Name of Jesus. Hallelujah! Yes!
Hey!
For the joy
hey.
Of the Lord, he is my prayer. Yes! Give him a shout! Let's shout to him!
Thank
yes!
Hallelujah!
I'm excited! I'm excited! God is good! God is good. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, something, you know, anybody has told you this is good. No, there is nothing gooder than our God. Yes, I know I'm breaking the language. There's no way to gooder, but yes, our God is good. He's gooder than anything else. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, I pray,
Lord,
Father, in the mighty
thank you
name
for
of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
So we're going to, since our lines are open, we are going to go ahead and see who is here. And if you have a praise, you can go ahead and praise God. If you have a word of encouragement, we're going to make it short so that each and every one of us will get a chance to praise God this morning. Just short and sweet in Jesus' name. Let's see who is here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm excited.
Good
I don't
morning.
Know about you. I am excited.
Good.
Hallelujah.
Good.
Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I thank God right now this morning. Traveling mercies for my daughter Michelle and her husband that they are down, you know, in Florida and their protection be upon them and peace in the situation that they're going into in the name of Jesus, that God keep them in Jesus' name. I thank Lord God for the power of prayer. Hallelujah. Us coming together in prayer in unity on one accord in the name of Jesus and a continual keeping Regina on our hearts and our minds to pray for her, you know, mind's sake in the name of Jesus. And cover us with your blood. I mean, Lord, hallelujah, that he strengthens us in Jesus' name.
Good morning, this is Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning, this is Sister Mary.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
This is Sister Sheila. I just like to say good morning to everyone and happy Mother's Day weekend to all the mothers. And I pray that you all enjoy yourselves and get all the desires of your heart. And I also will be celebrating my birthday Monday, so I'm just looking for good things. Thank you, Jesus. And y'all have a good
amen.
Week.
Amen. Happy birthday.
Amen. Happy birthday also.
Good morning. This is Sister Marie. Asked for prayer for Charlene, who asked for God to remove people out of her life that shouldn't be in her life. And I'd like to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers and everybody. Have a wonderful, blessed weekend.
Also, Horsley, good morning, everyone. Glad to be in the service. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. God bless you, bless you and keep you. Have a blessed day today. Hallelujah. That's glad to be in the service. That's
amen.
Glad to be in the service. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. Is there any other?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, good morning.
Praise God.
This is Charlene Peet. I'm grateful to be here. I am just so thankful for every person who's here. I mean, you know, you cannot ignore the fact that we have come together over these many years that we've been here. This is a different things down here. We're just grateful that we are able to pray. That is so key and important. You know, over the years, we have people have come who have gone first, and so from time to time, think about the people who were here and how God blessed us to be in the presence of those people. And, you know, now, you know, I keep their prayer, you know, just pray on their family because those who are no longer in the earth realm, and also those who we may not hear their voices anymore. But just thanking God for that has developed along the way. You know, it's just so good. He said in his word that we have to show ourselves friendly if we find friends. So we're glad that there are friends who are here on this prayer line, and we can just see God just plus kind one to another. And, you know, when you're kind to one person and that continues to move the line, you know, like they say, pay it forward. We're paying it forward, being kind and showing love. Love, I tell you, is just so important. So down through the years, we've shown love, we've received love. I'm just glad that God has blessed me to be here in his presence with these wonderful saints of God. Each and every one of you is an awesome person. This prayer line, even though we may not hear your voices all the time and we may not hear any testimonies that you may have, or you may not even say a prayer request, but we know that you're here, that you're supportive of God and his work, and we just ask this. We're glad about that. It is just so key, and I just love it. I love it, and I thank God for you in your respective places. And before top of the hour, I'm just going to go ahead and say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers and everybody who has a mother. We thank God for you too, because without mothers, we would not be here. So if your mother is still living, please say something kind, do something nice for your mom, and expect God bless you because you bless man.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Do we have any other? Amen. I'm going to ask you if you would mute your phones, and we're going to go into the Word of God. Then it's time to meet. We will come back and some more and just pray for these needs or anything else that comes, you know, we need to pray for, or whatever the Lord puts on your heart as the time permits. So I'm going to share the word of God with you. And before I do so, let me go ahead and say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers and those who are with us and those who are remembering their mothers who are not there. And either way, every day, in my opinion, it is a Mother's Day. We can thank our mothers on each and every day. So Happy Mother's Day to you all mothers. And we are looking forward for a very, very good weekend. So we know this week we are fasting. Today is our third day of fast. It's day number 3, and as I always say, it's never too late if you missed the memo and you did not fast, or maybe for one reason or another, you just could not fast in the past 2 days. You can join us today, or if you can't join us today, there is all these days ahead of you. This is just the time we are together, you know, in unity, doing the same thing at this. What agreement and unity means is for us to be doing the same thing at the same time. So, and we have been praying, or our theme is to speak the word of God in faith, that when we pray and pick the word, we believe it, that it is done, not to pray and then we turn around and undo our prayers by speaking negative. But we have to believe the word and believe that our God has heard our prayers and that he is answering our prayers. And we had a wonderful, wonderful week this week. Being encouraged through the word and what faith is about. And I believe one of the scriptures was talking about death and life are in the power of the tongue, and that they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
So we need to be very careful what we say or speak, and if we minister and, you know, associate with our family members. Like this weekend is a special weekend. We'll be celebrating Mother's Day. Some people, they gather together. Some go out and eat. Some, they gather at grandma's house or mother's house and have a big family dinner. So we've got to be mindful what we are going to be sharing and what we are going to participate as we share. We're going to speak faith. We're going to speak hope. We're going to speak encouraging words. And our scripture of the week is coming from the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 9, verses 28 and 29. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. So faith and the word, because for us, for faith to work for us, we have to know the word. We have all the tools. But if you have a tool and you don't use it, then it really doesn't help you. I always give an example. You know, I always think of the example I always tell people is, I always think of, oh, it's going to rain or whatever. I need to keep an umbrella in my car. It never fails. So many times it will rain and my umbrella is in my car and I'm in another building. So for me to make it to my car, that to get the umbrella, I will get wet because I don't have it with me. But the good part with faith and the word of God, it's not something that you have to put on a shelf somewhere where you have to go and get it when you need, but it resides in us. It is right there with us in our presence. And the scripture that has been ministering to me or had ministered to me this week as well, among other scriptures and verses, we have been encouraged, is from the book of Luke. Luke chapter chapter 17, Luke chapter 17, verses 1 through 10. So what I'm going to do, because of our time, I'm just going to ask you that you go and read that book of Luke chapter 17 so that you can understand what I'm talking about. So I'm going to talk, and then you go and read, and everything will get connected. And I would say start from Luke chapter 16, because it is so interesting, because on Luke chapter 16, you know, we know Jesus throughout all his life or his teachings, he was always teaching about parables, which are these short stories, earthly stories that everyone will understand, because he will talk about everyday life, the day-to-day living. And, you know, so that people can understand what he's talking about and translate it or interpret it to make it to have a heavenly meeting, meaning, I mean. So when he, on chapter 16, Jesus taught in parables. When you read Luke chapter 16, he has talked about this injustice towards this rich man, and he also, this injustice towards or manager. And then he also taught about this rich man and Lazarus. And then soon after that, that's where we are starting, where he is now teaching about sin, faith, and duty. And some people will say he is talking about faith and hope in just these few. So we're going to concentrate on just a few verses, the first seven verses of Luke chapter 17, verses 1 through 7. So Jesus said to his disciples, things that cause people to stumble are bound to come, but woe anyone through whom they come. It will be better for them to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied
around their neck than to cause one of these little ones to stumble. So watch yourself. If your brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them. And if they repent, forgive them. Even if they sin against you 7 times in a day and 7 times come back to you saying, I repent, you must forgive them. Then the apostles, now this is the apostles' response on verse 5. The apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. This is how they responded. Jesus is teaching them. He is saying to his disciples, you know, there are things that cause people to stumble. There are things that happen that cause people, these things, what are these things? They are like temptations. They are traps. They are things that lure you, that trick you to stumble, that causes you to fail, that causes you to fall. And Jesus says, these things, they cause people to stumble and bound to come. They are going to happen. There is no way for them not to happen, these things. They are bound to happen. They will happen. No matter what, it's just a matter of time. They will happen. And then he said, but woe to anyone through whom they come. So there is trouble. There is going to be judgment for the person who causes these things to happen, who causes this person to stumble, to stumble. And he continues, and he said on verse 2, it would be better for this particular person who causes these people to stumble, who causes or who pretend, who tempt, who is used by the enemy to tempt my people. And Jesus said, it is better for those people to be thrown into the sea with a millstone, with a big rock, a grinding stone. You know, with the Western people, you might not understand what a millstone is. This is a grinding stone. It's a big, smooth rock on one side, and it's balanced. They put it at the bottom, and then there is a smaller rock, and they use this big rock to grind grain. I remember growing up, my grandmother had one, my mother had one, my aunties, all my family members, the whole village, every family had one. And they used these grinding mills, these millstones, to grind either grain, to make flour. They use it even to grind peanuts, to make peanut butter. It is a lot of work, but they grind it, physically use it. But here in the Western countries, we have machines for that. But so this can make you visualize what a millstone. So this is heavy. If your parents or your grandmother say, bring the grinding mill or bring the millstone to me, you need 2 or 3 people to carry it. It's so heavy to pick it up. So Jesus is saying, this person who causes my people to, or who come and be hired by the devil to tempt my people, to cause them to stumble and fall, to cause them to fall, this person needs to be thrown into the sea. However, before they throw them into the sea, they need to tie this big stone in their neck, you know, for them. He's comparing That's how it is distasteful to him for someone to cause one of his children to fall. However, he continues and he says, so watch yourselves on verse 3. After he has explained how distasteful, how he does not like anyone to tempt and to cause his children to stumble and fall, to cause them to be distracted. But then he added, watch yourselves. If your brother or your sister sins against you, rebuke them. A
And if they repent, forgive them. Mind you, it might be your brother or your sister who might cause you to stumble and fall, who might be hired by the enemy to tempt you so that you stumble and fall. But Jesus added and said, this particular person who calls you, I don't like them. I don't desire them. He's comparing them and saying they need to be tied with this millstone and be thrown into the sea. But then he turns around and says, just watch yourself. Be mindful of self. Alert. This is a warning. If your brother or your sister sins against you, rebuke them. And if they repent, forgive them. And not only that, and we know God is the one who judges people, and vengeance is not ours. It's the Lord's. And he's asking us here to forgive. And not only one time. You can't say, oh, yesterday you are repeating the same thing. You can't keep a record of their offenses. But he is saying, even if they sin against you 7 times in a day and repent, you must forgive them. It doesn't matter what it is. I mean, we have to learn forgiveness, learning from Jesus' perspective. The one who paid a debt that he did not own. And we owed a debt that we couldn't pay. And he came and gave himself. Jesus, he was there before the creation. Jesus, God the Son, God the Father, God the Holy Spirit. When they sit down and they say, let us create man in our own image. He was there. But he left that throne to come here on earth to forgive us of all our sins and loved us before we knew him. And he's the one who is saying, as much as distasteful as this person who comes and tempts my beloved ones, I'll prefer for that person to be thrown into the sea, that before he's thrown into the sea, to be tied with this millstone. However, because of this love, he said, be mindful. Watch yourself. If your brother or your sister, that can be the one who is offending you, the one whom I was talking about, that this person can be thrown into the sea, but he is saying now, it looks like he is contradicting himself, but he is not. He is teaching us about love. This is where faith kicks in. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. You cannot do this by yourself. And the disciples understood what Jesus was talking about. They did not challenge Jesus and say, oh, what about this? What about that? Oh, but you said we can, this person needs to be thrown into the sea after we tie him with this millstone. No, the disciples came back on verse 5. What they said, increased, they understood that this kind of operation, functioning, walk in this kind of life, you can't do it by yourself. We need faith. And this week, our prayer and fasting, we were focusing on speaking the word of God in faith. We need faith to be able to forgive. We need faith to walk this journey of being the servant of Christ. Because we submit ourselves. God does not violate our wills and wishes. He does not violate that. He says, look, I put before you life or death. Choose this day what you want to. When you serve God, you live, you choose life. But if you don't, you choose death. I am not going to force you. You choose today. And these disciples understood and knew that this function, this journey they are in, cannot be done without faith. And they asked him, they said, Lord, increase our faith. After such a challenging teaching, all that information in these four verses, Jesus gave them a lot of information that they were to scratch their heads and they were to question him. But what they asked was, Lord, increase our faith. And hear what Jesus replied. I'm just going to read just two verses. And as I said, you read the whole, the everything. We're just going to read just two verses, 6 and 7. This is how Jesus replied. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted into the sea, and it will obey you. Suppose one of you has a servant plowing or looking after the sheep. Will he say to the servant when he comes in from the field, come along now and sit down to eat? Will he say that? And then, I mean, if you continue, it looks like Jesus is contradicting himself again. But no, that's why we need faith. That's why we need the Holy Spirit, the one who teaches us all these hidden things, the things that we cannot understand. He reveals it to us. And Jesus answered them, encouraged them, and said, no, you asked it for faith. Now he's saying, all you need is just as faith as small as a mustard seed. And we know a mustard seed is one of the smallest seeds. We know a mango seed is big. We know an orange seed. I know here in the Western countries we have seedless fruits. But if you run into a fruit that has seeds, even the seed, the grapes, you know, they are grapes. They don't have seeds. But if you buy a grape with seeds, a mustard seed is smaller than a grape seed. It's very small. And if you buy even apples, you buy your apples, they have seeds. That small seed in an apple is bigger than a mustard seed. A mustard seed is like a grain. It's very small. And Jesus is encouraging his disciples after he had taught them all this from the beginning. And now they ask it. They say, increase our faith. And Jesus said, all you need is the faith that is as small as a mustard seed. And with that mustard seed kind of a faith, you have so much power that you can say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and be planted into the sea. You will have that faith, some versions say, you will have that faith that says to this mountain, be removed and be thrown into the sea. And it will obey. And then he turned around. You're like, Jesus, what are you talking about? Now he is saying, suppose one of you has a servant plowing and looking after the sheep and will come home from the field. Now this servant come home from the field and he comes, he see you, the master. You are sitting on your lazy chair or on your recliner and you have some lemonade in your hand and you haven't had your dinner yet. And this servant showed up and Jesus said, when this servant come, do you say to your servant, oh, come along, come and sit beside me, come and eat, sit here? No, he said, but you will not say that. But you, I mean, that is on verse 8. I'm going ahead of myself. This was supposed to be a secret so that you go and find out what he said. But anyways, he said, this servant, when he comes, suppose he comes in after plowing and looking after the sheep, will you say to the servant when he comes in from the field, come along now and sit down and eat? And you know you will not say that
probably you'll be like, I've been sitting here for the past 3 hours, and I am hungry. My stomach is making noises. I'm ready to eat. And we'll ask the servant to go and prepare the food. What I'm trying to say is the word of God, that's why we need faith. That's why we need the Holy Spirit, so that he can reveal all these things for us. Here, Jesus is not really contradicting himself, that we have to obey, and we need faith to do what we do. He is not disregarding this servant. He is not disregarding what he has said before, but he is teaching us that we need faith to walk in this journey, the journey of worship, the journey of following Jesus. We are in, my brothers and sisters. It cannot be traveled without faith. It cannot be traveled without the word. In order for us to be successful, we need the word of God. We need to believe the word of God. We need our faith to be increased. Not that much, just to be like the faith, as small as a mustard seed. And we know it is impossible to please God without faith. We cannot please God without faith. As Hebrews says, faith is a substance. Other versions say it is an assurance. An assurance is a title deed for our faith, for our Christian walk, for our servanthood of the Lord. We need faith. That's our title. That's our assurance. That so that we can please God, so that we can rightfully divide the word of truth. So my brothers and sisters, we thank God. I pray, Father God, for all the needs and all the requests that have been spoken and those that are in your people's hearts, because there is nothing that is hidden from you. You are an all-knowing God. Let every need be met, Lord. Let every crooked way made straight, let every rough place made smooth, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. We thank God, and you all have a beautiful weekend and a happy Mother's Day. In Jesus' name, I turn this to Pastor Darlene. Amen. Pastor Darlene here? Okay, she might not be here. Oh, okay. We thank God for each and every one of you, my brothers and sisters. You all have a blessed weekend, and I do believe that this Mother's Day, if you think you have been celebrated for all the mothers under the sound of my voice, you are going to be celebrated this weekend. And you all have a good weekend. And if you think you have celebrated your mother, I think this weekend you are going to switch gears and it will be high top. And we are looking forward to see you back on next week on this same line at the same time. As Pastor Darlene always say, we love you and we love you to life. And thank you for loving us back. In Jesus' name, you have a good weekend. Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I declare that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.